American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
I'm a senior in animal science at Kansas State University.
That's Callahan Grun, intern at the Kansas Department of Agriculture. His family has a cattle operation in the heart of the feed business in Kansas.
We are cow-calf producers in western Kansas. We have about 450 head of registered Gelvy, Angus, and Balancer cattle.
Callahan, a senior in college, says the operation he works on has a bit of history.
I'm actually the third generation. It was started back in 1988 by my grandfather, and we currently run the ranch with family with three ways, my dad's two sisters and my grandma today. So,
and how does the youth movement feel about the American cattle industry?
I'm very bullish about the cattle industry right now. I think the only way to go is up right now. Personally, we had a great 2017. Last year was a lot better than expected for as a whole in the cattle industry, and we look for it to go up.
That's Callahan Grana, student at Kansas State University, also intern at the Kansas Department of Agriculture.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Rusty Thompson from Sharon, South Carolina. He operates Blue Lake Farm along with his wife, Jessie, and they were honored as Region 2 winners of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Environmental Stewardship Award.
We really, really enjoy doing it, and we've been working on this project for over 20 years, trying to put it, the final aspects of it together, and we just had to drill a number of wells and pipe water to different areas of the farm. And it's tough because we have that border on the river, but we just chose not to use it. You know, we could have, you know, used it, but we chose not to. We're real big into the wildlife, and then my wife is also a former NRCS employee, so we really all put talents together. I was with Extension for a number of years.
South Carolina cattleman Rusty Thompson, recently recognized by NCBA as Environmental Stewardship Award regional winner. Stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.